Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Today's Daf Ayin Hey has a discussion about Mechatech, about one of the Melachos of Shabbos, about cutting something to an exact measure, and this is very relevant halacha when it comes to cutting toilet paper on Shabbos. Is one allowed to cut toilet paper when needed in the bathroom? Is there any heter of Kavada Brios? So really when it comes to cutting toilet paper, there are two issues. There's one issue of Mechatech, cutting something by an exact measure, and the second issue would be Koreah. So let's first talk about Mechatech. There are two reasons why Mechatech may not be relevant by toilet paper. One is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, based on today's daf, based on the sugya, the source of Mechatech in the Gemara, in the Mishkan, was based on cutting to exact size cloth. Only things that have threads like cloth would be subject to Mechatech. But perhaps something like paper, niyar, which paper doesn't have threads going across, that would not be subject to the violation, the melacha of Mechatech. So that's one reason why maybe that's not relevant, and one would be able to perhaps cut on the perforated lines. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman says another reason why it may not be shayach Mechatech, may not be relevant to toilet paper, and that's because he writes in Minchas Shlomo Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Beis, that since the lines on the toilet paper were made before Shabbos, it's as if it was completely measured before. And when you're cutting on Shabbos the toilet paper, you're not cutting, you're not measuring, you're just cutting where it's easy to tear, so you're tearing on that spot. But that's not a violation of Mechatech. So either because Mechatech only applies to cloth that have threads running across, or because you haven't done the measuring took place before him. That being said, Rav Yashiv and others say that in fact Mechatech does apply to toilet paper, and one should not tear on the lines. What about Korea? Would there be an issue of Korea? So if you don't cut on the dots, you cut somewhere in between, then would that be Korea? So the definition of Korea, according to the Mishnah, is only Korea amanas lit for, tearing something with having in mind to sew it back. You can't sew back toilet paper, so seemingly it should only be an Isser Midrabanan. Korea shelo amanas litvor would only be an Isser Midrabanan, and bimakom kavod abrios, for the use of the bathroom, that would be permitted. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Simen Shin Mem, Sif Katan Mem Alf, he says when a person tears paper, he's Korea Niar, Lekrum, into little papers, Kedei Lekanech, in order to use the clean, that's Chai Mishim Korea. Why? Because that's Korea Amnas Lisakim. It's a constructive act. When it says Korea Amnas Litvor, it doesn't have to be Dafka Litvor. Just it has to be something that's productive, something that's constructive. And since Korea tearing, in order to use, that's called Tikkun, that would be an Isser Deraisa. So an Isser Deraisa, you can't be Doch an Isser Deraisa for Kavod Abrios. You can only be Doch an Isser Midrabanan for Kavod Abrios. So what's the heter? Mechatech is relevant. It's Shaykh according to number of poskim. And even if Mechatech isn't Shaykh, at least Korea is Shaykh and it's an Isser Midrasa. So what's the heter? So Orach HaShabbos brings from Rav Yashiv, a person is stuck and there's no tissues or no other answers, a person can tear ayidei klachayad ayidei shinoi. Because when you do a malacha ayidei shinoi klachayad, that brings it down to an iser midirabanam. And bimakum kavod abrios, one can violate iser midirabanam. How does one tear ayidei shinoi? It's very hard, but using elbows, using feet, using teeth perhaps even, these are considered ways that it would be a shinoi, would be allowed, one would be allowed to cut the toilet paper in such a way.